There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's brand new season two. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf at Adam. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to Brand New on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Follow the money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah. This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Polly Howard on VSiN.
First Bet wants you to get in all the horse racing action. Sign up today with promo code VEGAS1000. Receive $10 instantly and up to a $1,000 bonus. Visit VSiN.com/horses for details. Bonus code VEGAS1000. We love it when you're a part of the show. Always chime in. We appreciate the feedback. FTM at VSiN.com. You can tweet as well at VSiN Live. I always like the random tweets, and we've discussed cereal and blackjack. Blackjack heavy the last 2 days on the show. Cereal as well. Len's hot and bothered. Neighbor's mowing the lawn at 7:30.
Mm-hmm.
He can't catch a break. It's going on right now where he's at. Multiple, he said. Multiple neighbors mowing at 7:30
yeah.
in
That's
the morning
fun.
On a Wednesday. Hang in there, Len. Bad beat.
This is on the subject of blackjack. Email from Russell. I played at the Mirage one time with a guy. He was hammered. He kept on telling everyone, you took my card. He ended up driving everyone from the table. He passed out, and they eventually shut down the table. That sounds about right.
Yeah.
It's probably a daily / weekly occurrence, maybe,
oh, God,
in Las
sure.
Vegas.
Yeah. I was shocked with the bio crew. It happens every night, the guy said. Well, you're going to get the call where someone has too much to drink. Yeah,
hey,
there you go.
Here's a really good question, I think, for like a bartender or a blackjack person or dealer. When do you know like enough's enough for that person? Like, how can you tell?
Drinking or
I mean, I'm not talking about the obvious person who can't talk and is ready to pass out.
Gambling.
I'm like, no, but either one.
You're not allowed to do that.
No, but also like the drinking part.
Okay.
When a guy's at a table, how do you, at what point do you step in and say, I'm sorry, like, you can't be at the table, you're too drunk, or I can't serve you anymore. Like, the writing, again, not the obvious part where the guy's vomiting or passing out. Like, it's all about the journey, not the destination. At what part of that person's journey do you know, I need to step in right now and cut him off? That, to me, would be a very tricky part, especially in a casino.
All right. Yeah. Locally frowned upon. You're a bartender, and if you would say, yeah, you're down, you're stuck here, I'd tell you to leave. Like, the bosses will not like that.
Right.
The guy...
Well, he's got this guy that we have on Friday.
He did do it one time, though.
A story. He's like, I tell people, like, this is enough for you. And then they would continue to lose whatever money they had on him and then blame him. He's like, I just told you.
Mm-hmm.
You were up 4,000. Walk away.
Yep.
You were asking for my advice. What do you want me to do?
Yeah. Well, a regular, you could certainly chime in, I would think.
Yeah.
If you're comfortable with the person. But.
Okay. Some of these potential, well, we'll call this speculation and NBA trade rumors right now. The Knicks, and by the way, the odds for the Knicks' first pick in the draft have changed. We'll get to that coming up. But Jeff Fisher reported on Tuesday from Bleacher Report, the Knicks, Pacers, Wizards, and Spurs are all trying to trade with the Kings for the fourth pick overall in the draft. The Knicks and Wizards would like to grab Jaden Ivey, and that's why I believe Jaden Ivey is now the shortest shot to be the first pick for the Knicks. And the Spurs would actually take Keegan Murray, according to reports, if they got up that far. So if you're Sacramento, you're kind of holding on here to a major piece at number four, assuming in any order the top three go Smith, Banchero, and Holmgren. I don't know, maybe Holmgren falls beyond two or three. Who knows? And so...
Really?
If the medicals weren't there, if some of that speculation turns out to be true, but I grabbed him at to be fourth or fifth at 101 on each of them.
Did you?
Yeah, just in case.
All right.
Just in case.
I've seen multiple places say Murray's not getting past five.
Yeah, and his...
That appears to be accurate, okay.
His position under 5.5 appears to be a good one.
Okay.
Although that was probably good before like the number moved and the juice got completely out of control.
Okay. Yeah.
So what do you do if you're the Kings at number four?
I trade the pick. I have no confidence in the guy they take will work out anyways. So
I'm with you.
If someone's going to give you a nice package and treasure chest of picks, I would take it if I'm Sacramento. You also have too many needs.
For sure.
Yeah.
I would also not get like too greedy if I'm Sacramento to turn teams off and kind of force your hand to take a pick at number four. Sure, you have to get as much as you possibly can, but if you're going to ask for the moon for number four, I'd say, guys, you've screwed up the draft so many times over the years. Don't do it again.
Mm-hmm. So could the Knicks pull this off where they could get Ivy and then go in free agency and get Brunson and then Brogdon? Guys who they're looking at. Or somebody, two of the three maybe, if that could happen.
Some team is going to break the bank for Jalen Brunson. What was the rumored deal during the playoffs? Like 4 years, $72 million? I don't know if that's going to be enough for him.
Knicks are trying to clear space to chase Brunson. Brogdon is likely to be moved by the Pacers and Turner. The Wizards and Knicks are the two most likely landing spots for Brogdon. You could have a Gordon Hayward trade. Tucker's out there now, too. Tucker might go to Philly. Tucker is looked like he's going to leave Miami. And he's a nice player. He's a good role player that defends.
Sure he is.
And I thought the Bucks missed him, too.
I do, too.
That they could have used him.
Yep.
So there's a lot of activity here and a lot of moves. And we mentioned Wall opting in to $47 million. But they'll try to trade him. If not, they'll buy him out. And Beal will decline his option. And he's eligible for a 5-year deal, $250 million.
Paulie, the only worse move in history than the Wizards giving John Wall that much money would be if John Wall elected to opt out. Of course he had to opt in for $47 million.
Well, hasn't been healthy, too.
No,
he did average 20 a game.
Oh, yeah, when he's healthy, he's a nice player.
Yeah,
but yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so again, 2 weeks ago, the odds for the Knicks' first player drafted, it was Griffin from Duke at 4-1. He's now sitting at 7-1 or in that range. Ivy wasn't even on the list 2 weeks ago.
Wow.
And now Jaden Ivy is plus 350, the shortest shot on the entire board for that team.
Sohan continues to move, too, with his draft prop. And I know Seth Greenberg talked about
him. Oh, he was giddy about him yesterday.
Right. But he's getting, he's going down to 12.
Yep.
With his position.
So Shams from The Athletic also reported on Monday that the Kings and Hawks have discussed a trade for John Collins. It appears as if the time for John Collins has come to an end, per all reports in Atlanta. Like, they're going to do what they can to move him, and it could be to Sacramento. And the Suns are interested in trading a veteran player to the Pelicans for the 8th pick to clear up cap space and so they can sign DeAndre Ayton. I've also heard people say the Suns could actually trade Ayton for one of these top 4 picks.
Yes. I thought they were, that wasn't going to happen. I thought he was a goner.
That's what I thought too.
I mean, you benched him in game 7.
Mm-hmm.
You benched him. What did Monty say? Internal discussion?
Or
happened? Something.
Right.
Yeah. So I just thought they'd move on from him and they don't want to give him that kind of money. I thought he was a goner. So we'll see what happens there. And this is the case, but definitely this year, that the offseason is more intriguing than the actual,
I would agree,
what happened with the playoffs and the finals. I mean, the offseason could be so good here at Juicy with what happens with Kyrie. What do the Lakers do? what happens with Beal. Does Beal go to Portland? Does Beal leave, period? With some of these moves and in what happens in free agency in the draft.
Don't you think that almost every team in the league should be on the horn with the Suns asking about DeAndre Ayton? Like, that dude can play. He's really good.
Well, I don't know. Is he a max guy, though?
Well, that's the thing. Who is a max guy? I mean, all these contracts just drive me nuts. I mean, Ben Simmons got the max. They gave him $178 million.
Yeah. Backed appeared to be okay fishing. I'll say that.
Yeah, right.
76ers and Suns looking at Eric Gordon. He could be available. Player option, $21 million. Look at these contracts. God.
Well, Bradley Beal.
Uh-huh.
According to reports, going to decline $36.4 million.
Yeah, he says no to it. But if he takes five for 250, okay. Another reason why the Lakers, well, mostly it was Westbrook, but why the Lakers missed the playoffs, none never played. And no surprise, he picked up his option, $5 million. I mean, that guy was 15 a game in Miami.
Yep.
Couldn't get on the floor last year with the Lakers.
I also did see a report, and there's one here that we have in front of us. They're talking about maybe trying to get rid of Miles Turner and maybe Gordon Hayward could be involved as well. There was an NBA reporter who said, I think it was Greg Doyle.
He's in
Indianapolis. Yeah. I think if it wasn't him, then I apologize. Somebody said that the Pacers team that we know now will look nothing like it after the draft or after free agency. It's going to be a complete overhaul with Indy, evidently, this offseason.
There was something kooky on them. This is the first time in 20, 30 years they've had a top 10 pick?
Yes. I think it was the 80s?
You might be right. They're always a playoff team.
Yeah.
Early 80s? Yeah, you might have something there.
Yep.
How far back that goes that they actually have a top 10 pick. So. Yep.
Jay Billis on the show, by the way, coming up in about 35 minutes. What do you think about Gronk retiring? Are you buying it? Like,
I lean to what Schefter tweeted, that like later in the year, and maybe if there's a couple losses or the offense is maybe struggling, Brady makes the phone call and talks him out if he comes back out of retirement.
Yeah,
I absolutely could see that. Like later in the year, it's like, okay, I'll come back now.
Yeah,
yeah.
In fact,
I am surprised though. Right, I think he could come back, but I'm surprised that he's like he wouldn't come back with his buddy.
I saw that Tom Brady response to that too on Twitter. He had a GIF of somebody like on the phone, like right now. Give me Gronk.
Mm-hmm.
Get him on the phone right now. So he will be calling at some point, I'm guessing. Are you surprised that he? I thought he was going to come back for
one last ride
here with Brady.
Right. I wouldn't rule out a return, but I certainly thought it would be a last ride too.
Yeah.
No doubt about it. And one of the best tight ends we've ever seen, maybe the best tight end ever. What a weapon he was in the red zone.
Oh, man.
Those New England teams where you just isolate him on the end. And throw it up in single coverage.
What a draft pick.
Oh, my God. Absolutely.
To recognize
he slept because of the back issue. He had the back issues at Arizona.
Yep, he did.
And then what they were doing, it was also creative what they were doing with Hernandez and Gronk when they had him, too, how they were utilizing both tight ends.
Was he better than Tony Gonzalez?
I think so.
We can't forget, Gonzalez was awesome.
Yes, he was.
So was Antonio Gates.
Yep.
Gates was a matchup nightmare for...
Similar to Gronk. Just box you out like basketball. The Kent State kid. And
I'm going
to
pivot. I'm going to be here.
Red zone force. Nothing you could do.
This 5'11 cornerback has no chance against me.
Yeah.
Plus, I have 55 pounds on him. Good luck. Yeah, I'd like to see Gronk come back at some point middle of the season. Give it one more go around here with Brady. Follow the money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. We will recap last night's betting action with Win Some, Lose Some coming up next.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters.
It's an election year, so there's a lot of focus on the voters that TikTok is reaching.
The initial reaction is like, oh, things are looking so resilient.
I don't want to be too pessimistic, but I just don't see the political will down in Washington right now to change their tune.
I think the American electorate has been signaling that it expects a rematch of the 2020 election. These are unprecedented times.
With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Win Some, Lose Some is presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown sportsbook. Check out their daily specials at BetRivers.com.
Were you a winner last night?
Wow, winning.
Or was it a rough one?
Well, they can't all be winners, can they?
Loser! You're a loser!
Molly Howard recaps the night in sports betting in Win Some, Lose Some.
I love it. Eclectic mix as always. Giants plus 155. They beat the Braves in a slugfest 12-10. Royals plus 155. And this is what Matt Vasgersian was talking about. I saw Acuna as low as 2-1 to hit a home run. This stuff's unbettable. 2-1, it's hard to do.
Yes, it is. Very much so.
He was 2-1 to go deep.
Yeah, I'm not
betting
that.
It's not Babe Ruth. I mean, come on. Ohtani to go deep, plus 270. Two home runs, eight RBIs in the loss. The Guardians rally to beat the Twins. They were plus 145, and the Rays were plus 145. Shesterkin to win the Vezina, 20-1 in October. There was a $1,000 bet on him at Caesars to win that award in October. Wow. That guy, that better saw something. Good for him. And John Wall opted in to his deal with the Rockets. Player option, $47 million.
Oh, he opted in for that.
Yeah.
Oh, surprise,
shocker.
Surprise.
Yeah, right. And they might try to work out in a buyout or try to trade him if they can't move him as well. Subscribe, be part of the team. VSiN.com, our radio and podcast friends. You always want to see these videos. I've only seen it once before yesterday. It's on YouTube. But it happened at the Red Rock in the suburbs. This is super. This is double super times. Now, it's if you get Delta Royale with cheese, it's supposed to lock up and spin twice. It's a dollar. It's a dollar denomination. It's a $7 bet. Delta Royale locks up, spins 10 times. Does it again. Locks up, spins 10 times. So that is a royal 20 times $80,000.
So when it spins that many times, what's the end game of the spin? That's your bonus?
It could go from 2 to 10.
That's the, okay.
And it could go, you could get it twice. But this is unbelievable.
Hence the 20 times there on
20
that.
Times, yep. 10, copy 10. That. Spins twice. 10 and 10. 10's the highest you can get, but you can get it twice. There's super times and there's double super times.
I've never played this game
this
before.
This is double super times. Delta Royal, that's what's supposed to happen if it happens on this game and it's Delta Royal. $80,000 on a $7 bet. Only the second time I've seen that. Unbelievable. This is at Sunset in Henderson. So this is a hard, tough game to find. James Woods, the actor, hit it at the World Series of Poker. He was playing at Bally's. Same thing here. Deuces and the kicker, $10,000. They get that kicker with the ace. He was dealt that, but this particular player gets dealt two deuces, and it comes deuce, ace, and deuce. I don't know what this. I've never seen this before, but this is talent. This takes extraordinary composure, calm, cool, and collected. Soccer on motorcycles. I mean, these guys, how they're able to do this. Look at Neymar there. Look at, he's got it the whole time. He's hauling ass, too. Beautiful pass. Puts it in. Gives it to his buddy. He drives around. They set a pick for him. Comes in. Go! No problem. I mean, where can we bet on this? Is right. Soccer on motorcycle.
This is like the foot-eye coordination, the dexterity level off the charts.
Yeah.
Look at the zig there at the very end. That's like the Euro step in basketball.
Yeah.
Boy, you are talented to be able to play this sport.
Mm-hmm.
Stops on a dime, the beautiful assist. Look at that move. It's
by
the defender.
Yeah. Now, what's more impressive, this or lose some? What? Look at this intersection. Yeah. Oh, Jesus.
I've seen this before. Not this video, but over in parts of the world where this is how they drive.
It's every man for himself. I mean, look at this. They go, I'm taking the left. Oh, they're on multiple accidents every 5 minutes. Look at that. Where's your blinker? Put it on. Drives you nuts. No blinker guy. Special place in hell for no blinker guy, but this is a whole nother level. Oh, my God. What a madhouse.
It's total debauchery.
Yeah. When I refused to drive, I couldn't drive. You want to drive in Manhattan? No chance.
No, I don't want to.
L.A. is just frustrating because it's bumper to bumper no matter where you go.
In big cities that I've never been to before,
yeah.
I prefer to have something else happen.
All right. Well, it's a different breed, different type of people in Florida. I mean, look at this guy. The gator's coming after him. He's got the skillet. I'll tell you, it worked, though.
I got him.
You ripped the guy, hits him on the nose a couple times, and he ran off.
Where's my frying pan?
Yeah, he shook him. He was shook.
Why does he have a frying pan in the woods? Is this what it is like? You go for a walk, you got to take a frying pan?
Or is it his backyard? Might be his backyard, too. Yeah, right. Get out of here. It worked. Huh. Good for him. And we'll get to, look at this. More on this coming up. Because there were rumors about Morikawa leaving for LIV.
Right.
To state for the record, you're absolutely wrong. I've said it since February. I'm here to stay on the tour. Nothing's changed. Now, if you'll excuse me, I've got some cereal to pour in my milk. What a lunatic. That's a crazy person. Who does that? He puts the... Yeah, he goes...
Are you saying who puts the milk in the
yes.
bowl first, then pours the cereal? I've never heard of this in my entire life.
Right. That's what he does. He's proud
of it. That was my only takeaway from his tweet.
He says we're crazy.
You put
the cereal in, and you come on with getting how much milk
no,
to put in.
You're certifiable for admitting this.
Absolutely. That's great. That's kooky talk.
I had to read that line like three times. I didn't even care about the other stuff. I'm like, wait, what?
I've got some cereal to pour in my milk. That's how he sees it. Couple bad beats, a moose in Chicago. The total in the White Sox game was 9, and the Blue Jays led 4-2 in the bottom of the 9th. 2 outs, nobody on. 7-6 Chicago in extras. And the Las Vegas Aces led the Chicago Sky by 28. They lost the game. Come on, Becky. Win some, lose some, presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown book. Claim your 100% first deposit match bonus with code 250. Match, learn more, betrivers.com. The Morikawa tweet was something and led to a good discussion on cereal and cereal rankings. And I haven't had cereal at all. You know, I'm a bagel guy now. But I like this guy's tweet about how things have changed. I mean, now everyone.
This is really good.
Everyone's avocado toast.
Well, he goes.
Almond milk.
Who can't, a kid of the 80s, right, from the 80s.
Oh,
our age.
Forget it.
Growing up, it was, 7,000 milligrams of sugar a day. Topped off by 14 Mountain Dews. Bosch in Chicago says how life changes. A box a day of Cocoa Puffs, Trix, Fruit Loops, Count Chocula as a kid to avocado toast and an almond milk latte. Yeah, I'm guilty. I'm right there with you.
Good job, Bosch.
I also, this is a really good tweet. And I think this is the way that we need to probably phrase it. This is from at gymteacher215. Cinnamon Toast Crunch would be the one cereal I would relapse on. So to ask it that way, what is the one cereal that you would relapse on if you gave up cereal like we did many years ago, just because there's too much to it now? And again, I know people who say the list of all-time best cereals, it's only one cereal. That's all you need. It's Cinnamon Toast Crunch and the list. I like it. It's very good. But I think there's a discussion of what other cereals are also in that, on the list.
Yeah, a lot of support for Captain Crunch peanut butter.
It's outstanding.
Yeah, try that. And then,
how do you rank the Captain Crunch? The peanut butter, the regular, the Crunch Berries?
I'm gonna write these down.
I like the Crunch Berries because it was a little bit of a, they changed it up a little bit from the original Captain Crunch.
And the Reese's Puffs I can still find, or no? Discontinued?
Well, again, I don't. I'm guessing the answer to that is yes.
I can still get it.
Yeah.
All right. My answer is Cocoa Pebbles.
Puff, it's
when
it's
I was a fat boy in the 80s and 90s and early 2000s.
You mean your whole life when you were a fat boy?
I was a big kid from the get-go because that's how I ate. And it was just the Cocoa Pebbles. My God, they were so good. It's like my mom was like, it's cereal. It's supposed to have a bowl. I put the whole box down.
No, there it is.
There you go.
I was an athlete, and I was still a fat boy.
Good-looking kid, huh?
That's a sight. What's the one thing? Well, there's probably several. But is there one thing that stands out about, like, yeah, we used to do that in the 70s and 80s. Can you believe it? Was it like smoking on airplanes?
Oh, absolutely.
Or what is it? Well, yeah.
I can remember when I was really young on a flight with my parents and a guy smoking right next to me.
Yeah, you could smoke on an airplane.
Yeah.
I mean, think about that now. Yes. Sure. It was allowed, right? Crazy. Because I couldn't believe it. They showed, it was for some reason, someone tweeted it out. It was Brent Musburger doing the pregame of Lakers-Celtics in the NBA Finals, and they show Jack Nicholson, and he's smoking on the court.
In the arena.
Yeah, he's in the arena
smoking. That makes sense.
It's like early 80s, yeah. Tell the story, but he flew back with the team.
Was that only a Jack thing, or did they have ashtrays back in arenas back
then? Really good. In the HBO special on the Lakers, and Jerry Bussey's smoking in the arena. How late could you smoke in a sporting event? I think that was late 80s. You could still do that, couldn't you?
I'm gonna say the 80s for sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
I will be stunned if that didn't trickle into the 80s. Had to have.
Yeah.
It's something that we would.
Yeah.
Did you ever play lawn darts?
No.
We got that in our ear from one of our producers. You never played that?
No.
Fun game. Those are the games that I can thrive in, though. Like I'm
like bocce ball.
I will fully admit, like I've never been a foosball guy. I'm no good at it. I'm awful, so I don't have fun at it. Yard darts, shuffleboard, darts. I'll tell you what, when you go into an establishment and they don't know you and you can kind of set the tone. This happened to me at a place called Brooksy's here in Las Vegas. It's an ice rink and a pizza place. I didn't know the guy was the owner. He asked me to play a game of shuffleboard. I'm like, yeah, I love shuffleboard. I beat him and I beat him really soundly. From that day on, the respect that I had every time I walked in there, off the charts. I had no idea who the guy was. And I can play that game. I'm pretty strong at that game. So
I like Miss Pac-Man. Fast, though. It's got to be fast. Like that.
Yeah.
Got to have it. Love that. Love the Pac-Man.
Okay. It's Follow the Money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Mitch Moss, Paulie Howard. Up next, what we are betting today are in-pocket plays. Fire, baby, coming up.
The guy has an algorithm to determine the winner of any given college basketball game.
Someone gives you 10,000 to 1 on anything. You take it, take it, take it.
I'll bet you $20 I can get you gambling before the end of the day.
No way.
I'll give you 3-1 odds.
Nope.
5-1.
Nope.
10-1, you're
up. All right, time now for our in-pocket plays. Doing it a touch early today. We have Jay Billis on the show coming up in 15 minutes talking NBA draft. Won this one last night. I understand that people had 20-1 or around that on Shesterkin to win the Vezina. I had a bunch of the other guys in the mix at huge numbers, so when it was evident that he was going to win, I had to come in and bet it at even money. So I did that. That was a winner last night.
Blowout. 29 of the 32 first-place votes. Some dope gave the one to Sorokin.
I don't know how that's possible.
Huh. What? Eey.
Also, he was minus 10,000 yesterday at Bet Rivers in Ontario to win the award. Makar was even money when they posted. So, that's a winner. I'm on one Major League base. I'm actually on two, but for the purposes of this segment here, I only gave Dustin one of those to put on the screen. And that is the Tigers and Red Sox first five. Skubal is going against Waka. We've talked about this game a few times on the show so far today. Give me the first five under 4.5, minus 105. And during the break, I did add the Royals action. I listed no pitchers. I want action. I don't want to list Otani. I plus 205 on the Royals.
Good fun. All right. Good angle there. They could scratch him. Mm. Winner with the Cardinals. They beat the Brewers. Let's stay hot. Game four tonight. Pivotal game four. I'm with Dennis Bernstein. Colorado knows it's over. If they win tonight, they'll close them out in five. This is hard to get past the fact that Tampa's 14-1 at home in their last 15 playoff games. The loss, of course, of the Maple Leafs.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, what could have been for Toronto? Maybe they're here. Tampa, $1.10. First period over.
I like that one, too.
$1.50. $1.30 only. All three have gone over in the series. And Blue Jays, White Sox over, $9.50. Giolito's been a mess in June. I think they'll get to Stripling. All five games head-to-head this year have gone over between the two teams. And one pending, we'll do it heavy when it comes back July 11th, Monday.
Will Gus kill Lalo? No minus 120. We have a ton of Better Call Saul props when they come back July 11th for the final six episodes. In Pocket, presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown book. Check out their daily specials posted after noon Eastern, betrivers.com.
Okay.
Goes back to what you said, too. And we've discussed and tying in the, you know, you can't bet much of this stuff in Nevada. And yet, day of, you had this these awards you could bet in Ontario and in Canada with the NHL. It goes to Better Call Saul. It goes into Oscars, Grammys, NFL draft, NBA draft,
NBA
anything.
Draft.
How many people really know? How many people really know what's the answer to, you know, if it's decided, and how many people had the information, because you had the information, about the awards winners in the NHL? How many people really know, will Gus kill Lalo? You have NDAs. It's like you're getting a massage from Watson, or giving him a massage. I mean, this is, and you have to sign those disclosure agreements. You can't come out and say, hey, guys, guess what?
Yeah.
And fool it for, ruin it for everybody, much like The Sopranos and everything else. And Game of Thrones.
You know, with something like this, like from an entertainment standpoint, or if you want to get into the draft, I would say post whatever you can, but cut back on the limits then.
Sure.
I just want...
Nothing wrong with that.
I want
what
to be
up,
able
50
to,
bucks.
Yeah, I want to be able to have some action on it. I want to be able to discuss it and talk about it. I mean...
It's like a Super Bowl halftime. I know there's low limits, but I have, you know...
You're right.
First song.
Yeah,
what's the girl wearing? All that stuff.
I want to get down some money on that,
yes.
Right? Like, I want to have some money on the NBA draft tomorrow night. Well, until Monday morning, one book in the entire city of Las Vegas offered NBA draft props. That was it, only one.
And they come down later today.
They have to. That's per Nevada gaming.
Right, that's not on them. You're right, that's gaming. Mm-hmm. But that's also, how great would it be to watch the final episode or two of Better Call Saul?
It would be amazing.
And You got a little,
scratch on it.
A little pizza money.
That'd be really cool.
Happened. Okay, he kills him. All right, check that out.
Right,
I win.
Right.
How good is that? Oh, he doesn't go into the lab. Well, yes, he does. He goes into the lab. He finds the underground lab, $4.
Right.
That's that one.
How about some? You asked the question about like smoking on airplanes, like what used to be acceptable? Like us eating a box of cereal when we were 24 years old. That was cool. Now, no longer really the best idea.
Well, we were kids and we were having the smack. The honey smack at 7 years old.
This is from at OC8653. He was on the American Airlines flight to South America the very last weekend. They had a smoking section. He said it's 1996. And I'm like, come on. He responded. He remembers this. So Dallas to Santiago, Chile. You ever been there? Yeah, twice last year.
Yeah.
This is great. Only a few rows, but not like it. Just stopped at row 40. I worked for the airline at the time. And an email here from Evan, old enough to remember smoking and non-smoking sections of the planes. The divider was a see-through curtain. That's going to keep the smoke out.
Oh, God. Now we have to worry about barefoot people. That's what we graduated to.
The double whammy would be a barefoot chain smoker.
Yes, right. Yeah. The cereal was actually called Sugar
Smacks.
Smacks was one of the... They called it smack?
Called it smack.
Huh, in the 80s.
Come on, give me that smack right now.
Oh,
I need it inside my veins.
Hey, you got the frog on the box. This is great. Oh, the 80s were fun. Huh? Hair bands, Bananarama. God, it was a good time. Reagan.
MTV was big.
Yeah.
Oh,
man.
And again, the reason why we're talking about this is Colin Morikawa's crazy tweet yesterday. Somebody did explain this, though. Maybe he's going for a second bowl. Maybe we need to give him the benefit of the doubt. Because, again, who pours the milk first, then the cereal? Nobody does that. Psychopath does that. But maybe maybe he had the milk left over from bowl number one, and he's still hungry, and he wants to put a second bowl of cereal in there. I get that part. You're right. I would relapse hardcore on a box of Cocoa Puffs.
Yeah, my weekend's planned. I'm going to give it a shot. I'm going to get the cap. Everyone says Reese's Puffs is available, grocery store.
Mm-hmm.
Captain Crunch peanut butter. I'll get back on board with the Cocoa Pebbles. Yeah, why not? I can't believe you drive an hour to A&W. That surprises me.
No, I wouldn't.
Yeah.
I'm telling you that you should, but because you like it so much. Put it this way, Paulie. If we don't have a Culver's in Las Vegas. If they put a Culver's a half an hour away, I would absolutely drive there.
I saw you tweeted that. That's
100%
away. I've never had it.
Oh, it's awesome.
I mean, that's really, I won't even, if I see In-N-Out, Chick-fil-A, not Chick-fil-A because they're great, but McDonald's. If I see five cars, I don't stop. That's my cutoff. Right. Five cars in the drive-thru. Then I got it's an hour round trip to get the Frosty Mug A&W. Can't do it. And How far would you drive for that? Especially Adam Hill, lunatic with the Chick-fil-A before we had it here.
I
would plan his vacations around it and make sure, map it out. Do they have it? Where is it? How far is it out? And hit Chick-fil-A as soon as the plane landed.
This is no joke. Adam Hill and I used to have conversations about driving to Rancho Cucamonga for Chick-fil-A. That's a 3.5-hour drive.
Oh, my God.
We never did. But also, like, when Adam and Matt would cover games for the local paper here in time a long time ago, they would travel covering, like, UNLV basketball, right? And they'd go on road trips. Matt would wake Adam up at 10 o'clock in the morning. Hey, man, we got to go. Like, what do you mean? I'm sleeping. Why would you wake me up? He's like, Chick-fil-A just opened. I'm having it, like, three times today. We never had it in Las Vegas. That's how sick Matt is.
Oh, yeah. And he knew. He was familiar with the Boulder City location with the A&W.
Oh, yeah, of course he does. Yeah.
He'll make it, yeah.
Well,
he knew the show. What was it? Laramie, Wyoming. He knew the one location with
He knew the exit.
Denny's or whatever.
Yeah. My wife and I were driving home from Wisconsin 2 summers ago during the pandemic. And I was telling a story about how we stopped at an exit near Cheyenne, I think it was what it was. And he goes, did you stop at that exit? He named the exit number for that Taco John's or whatever it was. What? Yeah. How the hell would you know that? Oh, yeah, covered many Wyoming games. I've been there many times.
People are so passionate about food, as they should be. I mean, it's great. You know, it's like the guys who can't believe what Portillo's. I mean, the guy's going to send the plane and the limo to pick us up to Portillo's.
We have that as a standing offer.
Right.
The guy's going to fly us into L.A. to have Portillo's and fly us back.
Long Beach.
If we don't do that this summer, we need to have our heads examined.
Yeah. Yes, absolutely. Whether you're cheering on Tampa Bay or Colorado, Bet Rivers Online, book your home for the latest odds, promotions, and boost throughout the finals, every game of the playoffs. Log into Bet Rivers Sportsbook and place three $10 same-game parlays to receive a free $10 bet. Claim your free Bet Rivers bet for tonight's Game 4 matchup. Terms and conditions apply. Over 350 different ways to bet the game tonight. Exact score first period. Exact score for the game. There have been some monster payouts. 150-1 on game two. I think it was, 40-1 in game three. Goal in the first 10 is plus 180 tonight.
That's got to be first five.
What did I say? First 10?
First 10.
Excuse me. First, thank you. First five plus 180. Goal in the first 10 minus 155.
Mm.
BTTS plus 165. Will Tampa score in the first period? Minus 160. And over 1.5 minus 130 in the first period, too.
So if you're going to bet over 1.5, do you like both teams to score again tonight then?
Yeah, I could see that.
With that bet?
Yeah, the BTTS might be the better way to go. Yep.
Mm.
McKinnon's $3 to have a point. McCarr's $2.40.
I'm not. Bonkers.
Landeskog's $2.
And up next, yep. NBA Draft Talk. Jay Billis from ESPN is going to join the program. Who does he have going number one? How does 2 through 4 look? Players who are falling, players who are rising, all coming up next year in Follow the Money. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters.
It's an election year, so There's a lot of focus on the voters that TikTok is reaching.
The initial reaction is like, oh, things are looking so resilient.
I don't want to be too pessimistic, but I just don't see the political will down in Washington right now to change their tune.
I think the American electorate has been signaling that it expects a rematch of the 2020 election. These are unprecedented times.
With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Follow the money on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Welcome back. It is Follow the Money. NBA draft is set for tomorrow night, and the great Jay Billis is going to be on the coverage on ESPN. Kind enough to join us here for a few minutes one day before the event. Jay, thanks for the time as always. How are you?
I'm doing great. Hope you guys are too.
Yeah, we
Thank
are.
You, sir.
Can't wait to watch it tomorrow night. Now, do you have any like key buzzwords planned for us and everybody watching for a drinking game tomorrow night? Ceiling, high motor, upside, anything planned?
Yeah, I'm not a big upside. I do use the term motor from time to time, but I get hammered on wingspan all the time because, you know, the height of a player doesn't matter. It's their length. And so some of these guys that are 6'6 with a 7'2 wingspan, wingspan's usually the thing. And 1 year, you know, I mean, I've always found it kind of funny. I mean, you talk about 30 players in a row, you're going to mention the same thing over and over again. If you're talking about cars, it's not like you wouldn't talk about the motor, the features of the car.
Right.
But when this drinking game stuff came up, I went an entire draft without using the word wingspan. I came up with linear extent in space, and I had all these different terms. And I don't think anybody really noticed. at least I don't remember them noticing. This is about 10, 12 years ago that I did that. But I've given up on that. I'd rather have a bunch of drunk people than go through that again.
Yeah, might as well. Sure. That's great to be responsible for that. So a couple things here. On the number one overall pick, like in from our perspective, the gambling space, like the odds on Paolo Banchero to go number one overall really crashed beginning on Sunday and into Monday morning. He went from 20-1 or maybe even 25-1 all the way down to being like the second shot on the board around 2-1 behind Jabari Smith. But you said in the mock draft special last night on ESPN that maybe in like most other years, Banchero is going to go number one overall, but not this year. So you're saying that it's not going to happen. Like he's not going to go number one tomorrow night.
He's not going to go number one. No, the decision for Orlando will be Jabari Smith from Auburn or Chet Holmgren from Gonzaga. Those are the two guys that are in the mix for number one. I have heard, but who knows whether any of this stuff is true, but I've heard that that Orlando was, when they got the number one pick, was comfortable with the idea of taking Smith, and that's been solidified. But again, you know, this time of year is lying season, so you never know.
Mm-hmm.
Holmgren projects as kind of a Giannis-type talent. He doesn't have that same body. I mean, they probably compare to when Giannis came into the NBA, but not now. And I don't think Holmgren is going to acquire that kind of body. He's not that type of body style. Mm-hmm. But his game compares favorably to Giannis, except he shoots it way, way better. I mean, he can really shoot the ball. And with the way the NBA has evolved, he's going to be a great player. But Smith has some attributes. I tend to lean towards Smith. But it's probably, if you ask anybody involved in basketball, it's probably a 50-50 split on who they take number one.
Good information. Wow, okay. Very good. Could you argue it'd be a slam dunk and we'd have Smith even more impressed with Smith if he had better guard play when he was at Auburn?
Well, I mean, I wouldn't say that as much as I would say when Bruce Pearl recruited Jabari, he told him, you're not going to average 25. And if and you're capable of that and probably should, but we're not going to play that way. So if you want to average 25, you should go somewhere else. So he played within a team concept and averaged about 18. But you know, he had some big games. But there were, you know, schleps like me saying, hey, he should get the ball more, stuff like that. But, you know, each of the top three picks, you know, or top three prospects, Holmgren, Banchero, and Smith played for a team that was ranked number one this year. So it wasn't like, you know, when Kevin Durant was at Texas, he averaged 25 and the team wasn't quite as good as these teams were relative to the field.
Okay, so how about the potential with Ivy then and also Murray? And if you see Ivy and Murray going 4 and 5 overall?
I have them slotted there, you know, sort of on my list of prospects. And, you know, there are a lot of people saying, hey, the draft begins at 4. We think we know what's going to happen with the first three. And then Sacramento right now has the 4 pick. And I don't know whether they'll keep it or trade it, whatever they do with it. But Ivy is the pick there. I think he'll go number 4. Number 5 could be Keegan Murray of Iowa. It could be Ben Mathurin of Arizona, who has been sort of, you know, in the scuttlebutt, kind of rising up in the minds of NBA executives that are making these picks. But you could also see the Shaedon Sharpe of Kentucky going there as well. That's a possibility.
Okay, so just for the record then, if Smith does in fact go number 1 overall and Ivy's going to be 4, depends on just the team, 2 and 3 then, how does that play out? Do you think it's going to be Holmgren then Banchero, like automatically? Or is there a chance that Banchero would go number 2?
No, I don't think there's any chance Banchero goes number 2. I think it's going to be the decision at number 1 is Smith or Banchero, and Oklahoma City drafts number 2, and they're going to take whoever Orlando doesn't take of that 2. I think that's pretty much assured. You know, you of course never know. I mean, heck, one year we thought we knew it was going to happen, and Cleveland takes Anthony Bennett from UNLV number 1, and we're all, you know, our jaws were on the floor when that happened.
I was actually going to ask you to compare this draft to that one because, like, literally, like, nobody knew, right? When they turned the card in, like, it was a total stunner in that, you know, arena where the spot was being held that night for the draft.
Yeah, but that was a little bit of a different year. There wasn't a no-brainer. You know, like my first draft for ESPN sitting on the desk was 20 years ago. It was 2003. So when, you know, that was the LeBron, Carmelo, Dwayne Wade, Chris Bosh draft. And so LeBron was the no-brainer number 1, but 4 of the top 5 picks are going to the Basketball Hall of Fame. So, you know, looking back, would you say, okay, I would have taken Dwayne Wade number 2 or Chris Bosh number 3 or Darko, you know, I wouldn't have taken Darko, all that stuff. You know, it's obviously easy looking back, but you know, there was a consensus number 1. The Anthony Bennett year, there was not a consensus. There was not a no-brainer. Yeah. This year, it's not a no-brainer as to Holmgren Smith. And Adrian Wojnarowski said something on that mock draft show that I thought was really, really accurate, or at least resonated with me, because everything he says is accurate. But he said that you know, there can be 2 right answers. And I think that's fair and true. It's not a question of what's right at number 1. It's what's best. And you know, we can argue all day over whether Holmgren or Smith are the best choice. But no, the truth is nobody's going to know for several years.
How far ahead of the actual selection on TV does Woj actually have the pick?
I don't know. You know, I don't look at that stuff because I can't hold that much information in my brain. And for some reason, when you're on the air doing it live, I don't think it's helpful for a guy like me to know that stuff. Because, you know, you don't want to be put in the position of saying, hey, what's the pick here? You know, what should this team do? Mm-hmm. Or who's next on your list? And you know who they're going to pick. I wouldn't want to know that. I'd rather just react to it. But I know that Woj's, and there may be others, but Woj's Twitter feed is up on, you know, NBA draft rooms. You know, they have it up on screens. So they have, you know, up-to-date information. You know, Woj knows everything. And yep. I'm not just saying that. He knows everything. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. You're the best, Jay. I really enjoy watching the event when you're on the coverage. Good luck tomorrow night. Have fun. Thanks for the time.
Thank you, guys. Thanks for having me.
Yep.
You got
Jay
it.
Billis. There you go.
Looking forward to tomorrow. And I think we can see that trade in the top five to shake things up. Scott Steen, one of the lead cappers at Winners and Winers, has been consistent this year on the diamond, 15-5 on an MLB. And he likes a game tonight on the card. It's yours if you text Visa to 320-350-3500. It's a total today. Text Visa to 320-350-3500. Scott Steen, Winners and Winers. Absolutely free.
Could talk to Jay Billis for 3 hours about the draft, but we're up against it here today. I hope he's wrong. Never in my life have I wanted a guest on this show to be wrong as much as I want Jay Billis to be wrong about tomorrow night.
Yeah.
I hope it is Ben Carroll for, obviously, you know, financial purposes here. But he said not happening. He said that last night they had the mock draft on ESPN, and I watched a lot of it. And he basically, yeah, in most other years, Ben Carroll would be the number one overall pick. But not this year, he said.
Where did it come from? Where did it start?
I think speculation around Holmgren's maybe medicals and tied into Orlando being indecisive with the pick and being like so tight-lipped.
And how many people chasing the steam?
Well, a lot.
Because that's always a good discussion about how much you can get down for this.
Right, yeah, of course.
I mean, I saw that there's a good handle at Caesars, they said, but it's the only thing that's offered. I mean, in terms of the number one
overall at least pick, yeah.
You might offer a couple other props, but this is, it's not like the NFL draft.
No, it's not.
A ton of things that, I mean, it's just who's going to go number one. Right. That's just about it.
Plus, Houston already said they love Ben Carroll. If you're Orlando, do you not play it like, we love him too?
Well, that's right.
If you want him, come up and get him.
Yeah, that could be that going on as well.
I think they really whiffed on this.
He's right, it is line season.
And they need to be Pinocchio.
Yeah.
Orlando should be. They completely, I don't know, the way it looks from here anyway, right now, they completely screwed this up.
Got good potential tomorrow. Trades.
Yeah, it does.
The move, surprises. Yes, top five, all of it. Yep.
No doubt.
Good luck. Eat some cereal. Good afternoon.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
It's brand new season two. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf at Adam. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to brand new on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.